Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another scary episode of the Zompire Hour. What the hell just happened? Hold up. For some reason, it just went crazy on me. Ugh, are you serious right now? What happened? Hold on. I mean, it says we're live, but I don't know how we're live. Like, are we live, or is it tripping? Okay, it says we're on the air, so how do I get to the studio, though? I'm trying to get back to the studio. I have no freaking idea how to get back to the studio. Hold on, I gotta go back to studio. Somehow I switched to like something else. Either ways, we're back on the Zompire Hour today, guys. And the topic is La Llorona. Is she real? Is she fake? Stuff like that. Hold on, just technical difficulties because I'm trying to get back to the studio. Okay, for some reason, I got out of the studio and that was stupid. All right, guys, so we're back. Yeah, we're live. Okay, thank you. And let me just give the number to my friend and co-host, the queen. Okay. Let's get the number to her. And then, in fact, I should already have the number. Okay. And if you guys want to call in, that's also the caller number if you guys want to tell us what you think. Okay. All right, guys. So I did send the right one. All right, guys. So we're here. We are live. I don't know why the hell I got out of the studio zone, but yeah, I'm just kind of dumb like that. All right. So, I mean, that's about it for now. No. Okay, so let me see something real quick. Are we on speaker or are we just on regular? I'm going to be on speaker right now. Damn it. Get out of that. This phone is annoying. All right, guys. Come on. I'm going cold. Okay, we're not on speaker. Cool. Okay. Either way, guys, we're back live. Tonight's topic is the curse of the La Llorona. Is it fake or is it real or is it just a legend? If you guys want to call in, the number is 213-943-3563. And the reason the topic came up is because of the new movie, La Llorona. It's, what do you guys think? Does it look scary? Do you think it's real? A lot of people are freaking out. They're getting scared. They think it's like a real thing. But as far as I know, it's just a made-up story, old like fairy tale type of scary legend. Kind of like the boogeyman, you know. And they tell kids this story. Or I don't know what if it's even for kids or why they told a story. But I remember when I was younger, and even later in life, I used to hear about the story, so excuse me, I have coffee, I'm here. Yeah, and so the story is about this lady that I guess her kids drowned in a lake, or she killed them, or I don't know what happened, but either way, they're either like lost or they drowned in the water, and she cries out for them, and she's crying and trying to find them, and that's why they call La Llorona. Or the crying woman, you know. There was a movie they made that was kind of independent. I saw it online. It was one streaming site back in the day. It was called The Wailer. And it looked freaky, you know. So, I don't know. I think it's just a legend. And then Queen had some thoughts on it, too. About how, like, the certain parts of Mexico that they talk about it, she wouldn't even be talking with that kind of slang or something like that. But we got to get the queen on to really clarify this. And, yeah, if not, I think I might have to text Queen the number if she didn't get it on the Facebook. Let me text her real quick. I'm going to have to text Queen. All right, guys. So let's just put on a song real quick while I text Queen the number. All right, guys. This song is by Big Sloan. I mean, Sloan Bone of Mo Thugs. The name of the song is Oath. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's that hip-hop music. You know, that shit back in the 70s and 80s that we grew up to love. Niggas had rhymes, cold beats. We gotta bring that shit back. Check it. Anybody in my vicinity talking loud, but kids doing the dome like they was sitting in the same seat as John Kennedy. Ain't no ducking, I'm coming to your location. Clap the enemy, that's how I give them a standing ovation. End up being a poster boy on front pages. I ain't talking beer when they put the foul in cold cases. Then I celebrate with some Ace of Spades spread on the whole crowd as I spit above your pay grade. These mediocre niggas are raising a tirade. Then it became irate. These are rappers that I hate. On this mic, I'm a cargo ship with heavy freight. Killing magazine MCs with a score that I illustrate. Golden State's in the garden. I got the world in the palm of my hands, equivalent to the same size of Connie Hawk. Got a grip on a spinning ball, choking new bending ball. Quickly become top receivers of bullets like Bolitnikov. My machine calling anti-histamine at your chest. Open your heart and cardiac. That's my definition of breaststroking. Now you in the river, a different type of aquatic. Man. Swimming with the sharks down, bottom feet are face down. Hopping the dag, talking to Siri again about which direction to start aiming my sim again. Ain't got freaking sip for nobody but approach me to men. Now they mind went blank, somebody better fill them in. Hip hop, this saved my life. I may slip, but I'ma see all right, nigga. That's why I serve this mic. I took an oath on my mama, I'ma never lose sight since. I was a little kid dreaming about being rich and barely not eating. Put my own brand of shoes on my feet.
Yeah, ride, nigga. This is a different era. I ain't talking dropping no balls, nigga. Shopping that Forever 21. What happened to y'all? Lord behold, the truth be told. I Kurt Cobain myself before I ever dressed in front of a 1 year old. You're not masculine. Hit him with the mag and I'ma load the whole bag in him. You a Simpson, send him a mag in him. This cover's on a different path.
Okay, guys, we're back live. I think the Queen's here. I was trying to text. This phone's new, so it was like all tripping, flashing while I'm trying to text. We're right back. Tonight's topic is. Is the curse of La Llorona fake, or is it a real legend? And other spooky stuff. But let's bring on the Queen, because like I was already talking about this a little bit, but yeah, like let's see what the Queen has to say. Hey, Queen, what's up?
Hi, hello there.
Hey, Queen, it's been a while. Finally, we're back.
I know, right?
Like, what did you think of the trailer? Like, what did you think? Yeah, tell me everything, and then we'll you
the
can tell what you've been saying about this for a while.
What have I been saying for like a while and years, we can say, you know, about that.
Yeah.
The whole, I feel what I'm saying is because my brain controls me and controls everything I say right now. But
yeah,
I feel that, I mean, the way that people made that story sound and whatnot, it kind of sounded like, oh my God, very interesting and whatnot. But if you really like, want to get like into the details and whatnot, Yeah, according to legend, La Llorona is from a place deep in Mexico where they speak proper Spanish, right? So
yeah,
I mean, if that tale was so true about La Llorona and whatnot, I mean, shouldn't she, instead of being crying for her kids, which is ay mis hijos, shouldn't she be saying something like with the proper Spanish that they speak down there where the legend comes from? She should be saying, like, I'm or something like that, you know? Like,
for real, then that's how we caught them. That's how we caught them.
So, I mean, really, I think that that's just, you know, these tales, like, back in the day, like I've said before, you know, people, they have technology like we do now. Now we can prove things and whatnot. And I think that when people didn't have what we have now, they would make up these things to keep their kids on check type deal, you know, or to, like, you know, just to control other people. That's what I feel, you know?
Yeah, and have them be scared to go out at night, or like the kids to go to sleep, be like the boogeyman or the cuckoo is going to get you, or like the Llorona is going to pop out if you're out late because she appears by the water. Yeah, they always say that.
You
you don't want
to
be by bridges and water. Yeah, if you be walking by the bridge at night where the water's, she's going to be right there, you know. Or it's like that one about Sleepy Hollow and the Headless Horseman, kind of similar, right? Yeah, it's all that. But, like, if anyone really saw that, they would be so scared. And like, what? I mean, like, if they really saw something like that, they would be like, yeah.
I don't know. I kind of saw the trailer and whatnot, and it, oh, man. And she's in that movie, like, in the movie, like, and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? shouldn't it?
I know, right? They've never made a movie about this, and then they make it, and it's not even really scary. It's like, you said, even in the movie, she's like, mis hijos. It's like, really? You guys wouldn't even try to get it right for the movie.
I'm pretty sure that people from where that legend came from would probably be like, what in the world? Why is she saying mis hijos?
I know,
you know,
that's not the way we used to tell it.
True. That's not the way the legend goes, because a lot of people say that, I've heard that story a couple of different ways, you know, and that's a pretty messed up story, though. Messed up, selfish story. I mean, seriously, like, ugh.
It's already messed up. Yeah, it is kind of creepy, right? They say that they think she drowned her kids, or that her kids drowned, or they got lost. Something happened, right?
No. Of course. Well, the stories that I've heard, she drowned her kids for her purposes, and then she regret. I mean, her benefit, you know.
And then she was
then
crying.
Regretted it. Yeah, regretted it. So that's why she cries for her kids, because she regrets the fact that she killed them, because she was a horny little girl. You know,
that's actually kind of scary. That I think that's the scariest part of the legend, if that was based
that
on a
so
true
sad.
Story.
Yeah, according to them.
That's,
I mean, really,
that's like,
really? Will you really take your kid's life over I don't even know how to say it. I could say it many different ways. I don't want to sound so vulgar and messed up. But how would you, take your kid's life over a guy? Oh, seriously?
I know, right? For real, I'm just like...
That is some really
horrible,
messed up thing to do. And very selfish. Because the story that I heard, according to what I've heard, you know, she was actually in love with this person that was wealthy, you know, and she had kids already.
God.
And he did not know that, according to the story that I read, you know. He did not know that when he found out she had kids. He didn't want to be with her because she had kids. And she wanted to really desperately be with him, and so what she did was take her kids out to, you know, to the river, and she drowned them there. And then the saddest part is that she still tried to supposedly go back to that person, and that person still rejected her, you know. And now she cries like, "Oh, what did I do? You know, my kids. What did I do?" Now, that's some really, really messed up thing to, I mean, come on, what is wrong with you? I just, you know, before going on this, as a matter of fact, I read a story of on my timeline about these two parents that killed a five-year-old little boy.
What?
Now, what in the world could have, man, what can a five-year-old or child do to really make two adults take his life? Like, what is wrong with him? Like, seriously? This world is
pretty fucked
up.
That's even scarier. Like you said, the living are more scary than the ghosts. So yeah,
you should be scared of the living. Don't be scared of ghosts and ghost stories. Be scared of the living and the fakes. I mean, come on. Man, real life is really, really real, and it's really, really, really scary. That's scary. The ghost thing's scary. The people around
you.
Yeah,
no, the ghost is not scary. The curse of the Llorona is based maybe on like a true story as far as that happened, that the lady did that. But then the ghost part is just a legend that she hears and then she's crying. And then if you get too close to the water, she's going to get you. I think that's the part that's fake. You know,
think so too. Because, if they would have been true, like somebody would already, you know it's not, again, you know, technology the way it is. Somebody would already
They would have
recorded
it with
so,
video.
Yeah,
it would have been on YouTube
true,
already.
Look, bam. Yeah. But it's not. So, I mean...
No, because she doesn't really appear.
Even
there's
like the
really
nun.
Nothing there.
The nun, at least that one, they said that was, you know, that's not real. Yeah, it's not real. But, oh my God, did I come across a lot of you know, these
stuff,
websites
yeah.
where these people claim to say that nuns were not, you know, they were kind of mean and evil and whatnot. And that's kind of scary, you know. It's kind of scary to say, hey, say, you know, like, for example, I have kids, right? And say my child wants to be a nun, right? She says, okay, I want to be a nun.
Yeah.
You know, I want to devote my life to Jesus and whatnot, right? And you're like, okay, you know, I'm so happy that you're doing that, you know, that you're doing something good, or, you know, something that is not like what other type of girls try to be doing nowadays. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, the wrong way, right?
Okay.
No sporting goods involved, but...
Oh my God!
Anyways,
yes, like Cardi B.
It's like, okay, so you're over here thinking, oh yeah, okay, that's good. My child is a child of, you know, regardless, is a child of the Lord, no matter what, right? But my child wants to go serve the Lord, and, you know, therefore is going to be in a convent, whatever, where they're going to take care of my child and, you know, show my child how to be more in bond with Jesus or whatnot, right? That's what that is, right? When you become a nun, right? You're devoting your whole life.
They take like a devotion to God, and they stay away from the world.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay, imagine, you know, like I said, you have children, whatnot. You let your child go over there, and in reality, your child is not really being taken care of and whatnot, all that good stuff that people want to say. And instead, they're being abused and whatnot and threatened, and they can't say nothing because, you know, they put things in their heads, right? So, that's kind of scary. That's scary to hear stuff like that. But life is scary, period, you know? It is.
I know, right? It is kind of scary. It could be scary. That's why,
It could be pretty scary. It could be fantabulous, but man, the way people act some ways can be very, very, very scary and sad. Like, ugh, it can make you like really throw up. At least it can make you throw up, really. Like, the way people act sometimes, it has literally made me barf because of the way, like, I cannot believe it. Like, I cannot believe this world has people the way, these type of people, like these evil people.
That we know a person or just people like we read about, like we're like, how could someone like that exist? I mean, it's just,
exactly. I'm in shock to just like, man, to read about things, hear about things, live things myself.
Living stuff we live through. That we've seen in our life.
How scary it is for you to like leave this earth and leave your children, if you have children, and leave them behind, and how messed up this world is, and how their priorities are so wrong. It's scary to leave and say, hey, you cannot leave. Like, your children. Like, man, I don't even know.
That's
what
actually
to say.
Scary.
That's scary.
The boogeyman's nothing. This is like a story. That, like, that's scary.
Like the Bye Bye Man.
Oh, the Bye Bye Man, and then I think they're gonna have one, you know, like the nun. There's one called the Crooked Man. They said they were gonna make a movie. I don't know if they're gonna make it, but remember the Crooked
like
Man was in the country.
Also, like, who's Charlie and whatnot?
they have these
little names for these things and characters that, you know, if you don't do that, or if you do this, or if you go into the restroom and do this, this will happen. So not true.
Oh, like Candyman and the Bloody Mary.
It's all mind over matter. And I mean, come on, seriously. Like, I watch The Nun
every day at
3 a.m.
Oh,
yeah, and nothing happens. Nothing happens. I mean, seriously, nothing happens.
I mean,
it's all
just
mind
a movie. Yeah, it's just a movie. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is like yesterday, you know, I was watching a scary movie and I heard something. And I lowered the sound, right? But all it was, you know how the wind, you know how it's been hot and cold, the walls were popping. But when you're watching stuff like that, every little sound sounds louder. The only thing the only reason I turned on the sound is because I was just making sure nobody was trying to break in. That, like you said, I'm more scared of the people that are alive.
Because
it wasn't scared of the movie.
To
I was just
with
like,
you, but the living, if they don't like you or they're in this state of mind where they want to hurt or do like evil stuff, they're gonna do it, you know.
That's what I was like. Then I was thinking, I was like, well, I hope no one's like at the door. Like, if I hear someone at the door, then I'll get ready. But no one's at the door, so it's like, okay, so it was just the walls popping, cool, you know.
The building is settling.
It was just the building settling, because you know how like at night it's cold and then it's hot, so then like at night the walls are just like, you know, what the hell's going on? Is it hot or is it cold? So it's popping, you know. It's like when your bones, you know, when it's cold, they crack. Yeah, like my shoulders, like right now, they're popping. Yeah.
So
Your Honor, like that's what we gotta say, guys. It's not a real story. It's a legend. And then, like you said, Queen, just because of the way she talks, I mean, that's how you caught them. You know, lying.
I caught them. I've been saying this for years.
You would say it for way before. That's why I had to tell you when we were talking today. I was like, yeah, I gotta tell Queen about the movie because she's going to expose it. And in the movie, I was just going to laugh when you heard her saying, museums.
It's all quietly in the trailer. It's like, museums. hoss. And then she, like, whatever. But really, Lucy holds weight?
But you can tell she looks fake because she just looks like she has too much makeup and then her eyes are yellow with contacts and then there's blood coming out.
No,
I'm like,
no,
really?
We know that's a movie. We know it's a movie, yeah, but, like, the whole concept of the whole deal of it being, you know, like, they say it was true and it's really, I think it's really not true. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's true. I think maybe something happened where someone did kill their kids, but I don't think the ghost is true, especially
yeah.
She wouldn't be saying that. I mean,
yeah.
And that's how you know you caught them in their little lie. Just like the kukui, you know, I mean, they used to tell me about that when I was little. The kukui, if you don't go to sleep early, the kukui's going to get you. And I stay up late all the time, and I haven't seen his ass.
You know what? Oh, hey, Poe, I forgot to tell you. Dogwood Road, the one road that's, like, right here by my house, Dogwood.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, Dogwood Road is actually listed on I don't know what, of one of the most haunted or scariest place to go in the world, which is Dogwood Road. Remember I told you about Dogwood Road? Remember I took everyone to, like, in a little adventure and Team One was, like, freaking out and crying the whole time? Had to come back.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah. Yeah, Dogwood Road, you know, according to many, many years of whatever, it's that, I believe that there is really haunted because, I mean, it's a scary road. Like, it's scary, really dark. Not just that, but this girl appears according to, you know, legend. But you know what? The other day when I took everyone on that journey.
But don't you have to be there? You have to be there at a certain time, right?
Yeah, like, well, if you're there between 12 and 5 a.m., I mean, you might run into, I mean, depending on what type of person you are, man. Seriously, I feel that, you know, if this person comes out to, like, want to hitch a ride with you and finds you, like, a non-fantabulous person like us, you're gone, you know. You're going to get in an accident. A lot of people have gotten in accidents because, according to them, you know, this woman asked them for a ride, which that woman, according to legend, she passed away and got in a car accident and whatnot, and she's always had, actually, oh, my God, no, wait, no, no, oh, my God, it all just clicked. Well, this woman passed away, right, and this woman had children with her also in her car, you know, so when she's trying to hitch a ride, she's worried about her kids. I mean, man, that's fucking, oh, my God, all that just clicked in my head right now, like, that girl, she had kids also, and, you know, she got in a car accident, and they died, and they all died. So there's been only, like, two fatalities regarding that story here, and you can read about it in the newspaper, I mean, on the internet, you know, that's totally real.
I want to read about
but
it. There's a haunted...
I don't know about that.
I know, right? That.
That
was, like, something that they made up, like,
yeah,
it might have been something
that
really...
You'll get creeped out. You will.
I want to go. I want to go there, like, at night, but, like, really faded. And you know how I'm, like,
no.
Not to get tested? Just drive really slow, and if you see the girl coming up, then just hit the gas and just, you know,
no, there's no way
there,
that you can. There's no way you can outrun something like that. You can't.
No, but the thing is, she can only get in your car if you invite her in. That's the rule. Like,
yeah,
so if you cut out.
That's true.
You're never supposed to invite her in.
Yeah. Nah, you're not. Even
so
people that straight back into your house, you're not supposed to invite them in.
So when you
not
see
even
her,
pets either.
Yeah. So when you see her, you gotta just, like, press the gas, like, you know, just, like, get the hell out of there. That's what
I'll
do.
I'll be in the kitchen.
I'll just
be
yeah,
my house.
Yeah. I want to go there. There's a road by our house too that they say is haunted, but I've been on that road, but not super late. Like, we've been on it, like, late afternoon, at night. But like you said, the time they said it appears is, like, really early, like, 2, 3 in the morning. But, like, when the hell am I going to be?
Come and appear on me the one time I was stuck there on Dogwood Road from 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. The worst time to be
you
stuck
really
on Dogwood
there
Road.
For us?
Yeah, no phone, no car. The car that I was driving, it ended up messing up that day, you know, because I hit this bump, but I didn't think anything of it, you know, and it leaked out the oil, and I never noticed that till it just stopped. So yeah,
oh,
I was
Queen,
there from 12 a.m. with no phone. Oh my God, 12 a.m.
Oh
till 3 a.m. Yeah, but you know what? It's so crazy, the fact that the person that actually.
Oh, but you know also why she wouldn't ask you for a ride? She couldn't ask you for a ride because you're not driving, so
my
she'd
car's
be like,
broken.
Well, I can't get
yeah.
It.
yeah.
That's why it didn't work. She'd be like, well,
I'm not going to lie to you. I was kind of creeped out and hoping she would not come out. I was just trying to, like,
Because you already knew, right?
Sitting there,
you already knew about
her. Yeah, I already knew about her.
No, but
see,
hauntings have to happen the right way. Like I said, the only way she can haunt you is if you're driving and she asks for the ride and you let her get in. Otherwise, it just wouldn't make sense if she'd come up to you and says, well, can I have a ride? But she sees the car's broken.
Or imagine because
they say a haunting.
What are you doing?
Like every haunting. Yeah, because hauntings are like a loop, like a record that goes over and over. The same thing happens every time, every night. It happens the same night. But she's always going to be there asking for rides and getting the car. But if it, but
and if
that
you're
doesn't
no good,
happen,
you're going to crash. You're going to crash. Guaranteed. You're going to crash. Yeah.
I'm a good person.
If you're not a good soul, you will crash. if you're a fantastic soul, you have to be. We have to be. Come on. It should, like, rub off everyone. Like, try to do a little bit good.
Yeah.
It's not that hard and it's not that bad. And it actually feels good to do good. Seriously.
Yeah.
You have no idea how good it feels.
You'll be good. You'll be cool and you'll be magical. And it'll be so fabulous. Yeah. Oh my God, this is scary, but then again, it's magical because you talk about like all kinds of stuff. Like, yeah. So guys, don't be scared of this movie. It's not real. But just go there and have fun. It's kind of like to me, it just looks like those haunted house monsters. Like, it just pops out and you jump, of course, you know, because you're not expecting it. So she's just like right there. You know,
like a thriller, huh?
It's just like a thriller. It's just look at it like a haunted house, but don't think that she's going to appear by the water. You know, it's all.
I know, just like with the whole nun deal. Like, am I really, when that movie came out, The Nun, oh my God. Excuse me. They had to have supposedly a priest out there at the movie theaters when it first came out because people were, like, freaking out and whatnot. Like, seriously? What? Come on. Wow.
For real? But maybe they just did it to make it more, like, exciting. They probably even had the priest there as part of the show. Like, say, like.
I know, part of the show. For real. Just like the rest of life. Everything's part of a show to entertain somebody
like
or something
show,
or
right?
someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is like when people go to, like, Star Wars and costumes and all that. They're like, hey, what if we have a real priest here? It'll make it more epic, you know? And they always, like, try to say creative stuff, like, oh, when people saw The Exorcist, there was someone that died of a heart attack, and someone, like, passed out because
right?
of
and
they're
like, no way! Yep, that's how
I'm
going to
go see it.
Started. Yeah.
Or they, I remember I saw that movie in the theater, Exorcist. It was, like, their remake. It was, like, 2002 or 3, something like that. It was scary, but not where I was going to throw up or like, you know what though, that movie did kind of get under my skin. Like for about a week, I couldn't sleep good. I just felt,
no way.
I don't know. Like it got under my skin. And then now when I see it, I think it's stupid, but I guess, you know, cause in the theater, it sounds so crazy. The speakers sound so crazy.
Yeah. Really live and vivid. Like if you're there. Yeah. That's what a movie.
Yeah. The voices and everything.
That's
I felt
how you
so
feel
real. And then I think on
purpose,
whoever was controlling the sound, put it hella loud. And then we saw it at night, so all those things.
Scary!
But, I know, it was scary. That was scary. I heard that was based on a true story, too, but I'm not sure. I think it was, but I don't think it's as scary as the movie is, you know, because the movies always make it worse.
Yeah, I heard that is also, yeah. Yeah, the movie's always over-exaggerated a little bit. You
they
know what
make
movie
it crazier
I couldn't
because...
sleep after watching it? The Fourth Kind. The Fourth Kind.
Queen, I never saw that, but people told me that was very scary.
Oh, man. That is, it's a thriller, and it's based on a
true
story. It's
like Aliens, right?
That's based on a true story. Yeah. It's scary. Oh, my God.
But you know what, Queen, I think that one's scarier because it's based on a true story. That's why.
Yes.
You know,
yes, and the white owls and whatnot.
Stuff that, like, really happens, you'll kind of think about stuff. But stuff like that, you don't know, you're just like, I know that's a fake story.
I've seen The Skin.
So you
the
watch
skins,
it.
I mean, hey, La Llorona, The Skin has, you know, La Llorona has nothing on the skin.
For real, right?
For real. Yeah.
I think even a nun will beat her.
Or the nun, yeah. I don't think La Llorona has nothing on the nun or The Skin. Or the fakes.
There's
for
like
real?
A new movie coming out. What is it called? I forget what it's called, but it looked kind of scary. Oh, no, it looked kind of dumb. There's going to be a new Chucky Queen. Can you believe that? The new Chucky?
Chucky?
It looks dumb.
What? No way. Well, they're going to mess it up. Oh, no. Just
though.
By hearing about it.
You know why it looks
sound?
He looks like.
Is,
they
yeah,
made him look like
fake.
Annabelle. It's too fake now. It just looks like it looks like Annabelle, and I'm like, you're gonna. I'm gonna tell him you guys are gonna ruin a classic because the old one's pretty awesome. But
hey, Poe, you want to know something?
Oh, what's up?
You remember which one is the Seed of I don't know, one of the Chucky movies, right? Where and with what's her name? Elizabeth Tilly, is it, or what's her name? The one with where
he gets married.
He gets married with that other, you know,
the
Chucky
Bride of
doll,
Chucky
the girl,
or something?
Elizabeth Tilly, is it? Yeah, something like that, her name. Anyways,
something like that. Yeah, it's a blonde girl.
The Bride of Chucky. Okay, at the end of the movie, you know, whatever. Okay, I think it's the second part of it where you know they're evil and whatnot. And at the end of the movie, when they show that doll that they give, what is it called? Chucky's little son or daughter that he had, that right there is the same exact thing as the Annabelle doll. Swear to God.
Okay, that's
now
scary.
That I think about it.
Oh my God.
Now that I think about it, because if you look at the end of the movie, they show somebody, they give somebody a doll, right? And supposedly the reincarnation, whatever, the soul or whatever, is in that doll right there, which looks exactly like Annabelle, but with short hair, without the hair. Exactly like it. You got to watch it.
Oh, so maybe that's why in the new one they make him look like Annabelle, which is kind of stupid. But you know why? I'll tell you about the trailer. I'll send it to you. You're going to laugh. It says that Chucky, he knew in advance and he can control everything in your house with your smartphone. Like, it's a smart house. And so he uses the appliances to kill people. And I'm like, but that's so dumb. I'm like, really?
That's dumb. They messed it up. They can't.
I said, like,
they
that's
can't
not even going to be.
Chucky.
I mean, they're trying to make it, like, more, like, modern. But I'm like, that just sounds retarded.
I know. The modern Chucky.
If you're just gonna if you're gonna make something like a smart Chucky, a smart doll, then just make like technology that kills people. That would have been cool, like just as a sci-fi. But
they
don't
should
make
just
Chucky
make an iRobot then. iRobot Chucky.
I know, right?
Right?
I don't think. Oh man, I'm just not gonna see it just because of that. Because that made me so mad. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
So he controls the smart house. Like, who would be down to let a doll control your house in the first place? I don't know.
Right?
I'll send you the trailer and you're going to laugh. Like, last time I saw it, I was hoping it was going to be scary. I'm like, this is the dumbest
thing. I'm
going
to laugh like I laughed at the Llorona trailer.
This one's even funnier. You're going to crack up. I was like, he already looks dumb, but then, like, he has a smart technology too. You know? It's like, what is he, a hacker?
Wow.
It's like, a hacker?
That's hacker.
I just think they ran out of ideas. I know. Like, Chucky's going
to
get you through
the
smartphone. You better watch it. Don't let him control your house.
You better watch what you say. Watch what you say. Watch where you fart, because Chucky's coming to get you. He's in
He's
everything.
He's coming to get you. He's coming through the Wi-Fi.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That's so nerdy.
I can't believe it. I mean, like, I think, you know what they're trying to do, Queen? Maybe they're trying to make these new movies kind of like comedies. That's what I think they're going for. They're trying to make them a funny movie.
They should put those movies, you know, in the
comedy
category of comedy, instead of thrillers, because they're not being thrillers anymore. Now that they're trying to remake these movies like that they did in the past,
they're coming out so
they
dumb.
They try to, but it's they're trying too hard. Like, seriously, like, really, like
the
Spider-Man
one that
movies.
I like.
What the hell is up with that? I didn't even know.
Oh, they're going too far. Nah. Spider-Man's too far. I like the originals, but the new ones are like.
They changed the characters. Oh my God.
Yeah,
it's not a good movie when they start a movie with, you know, that you've already seen in the past with a different character, and now this other character is supposed to be that character. Like, no, I don't like it.
Yeah, for
real, like
please.
like the Hulk and Spider-Man and Batman, all those movies there, like, they changed characters, and that's not cool.
I don't like that, yeah. Queen, I think
I'm
going to
sound like that little character on Shrek. I don't like it.
I know, right? Oh, Queen, we have like 9 minutes left. I was looking at the leftover time. So we have nine minutes.
Fantastic.
We're cool, though. But just
we
in case, that's why I like.
Chicken. Nah.
I know. We should finish it off like fun so people don't get scared. We're going to finish it off fun.
I know, right?
So you guys don't get
scared. I'm grilling some chicken right now. That's fun.
Yummy. Oh, I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I'm grilling
guys,
some chicken.
If you
don't
want to call into the show and join the conversation, it's 213-942-3563. But I think everyone's night-night. Yeah, it's like 11 to 12 on night-night. But if there's any other zompires, you guys can call in.
Yeah, zompire hours.
On the zompire hour, you can call. And we talk about all kinds of cool stuff, like everything. We talk about, like, scary movies, scary stuff,
right?
Music, aliens,
real stuff,
Brazil,
real life, real people,
outer space,
real things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the moon. Oh, my God. Have you seen the
moon?
Recently?
Especially the moon.
Seriously, it's oof. Recently, the moon has been mind-blowing. Makes me cry.
I know. The moon's been beautiful lately, huh?
Talking about it.
I know, the moon, it just the energy of it just makes you feel so good, like just looking at it and like the power. Like the other day when it was shining through my window, it woke me up, but I woke up feeling energized and happy.
Crazy.
So I woke up, I'm like,
that's cool.
And then I look out the window and the moon's right there. It's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey. And it was so bright, it lit up my whole room.
The moon's like, wake up, sleepyhead, look who's here.
I know, it's like, it's time to get up. I know, and it gave me the good vibes. And then like I laid there for a minute and chilled and enjoyed it, even though I was tired. And then I'm like, okay. Have to soak up the energy, and then I went back to sleep. Yeah.
I read that supposedly this year the moon, the past couple of days, the way the moon was, it's the moon phases, right, and whatnot. And it said supposedly it was supposed to be a harvest moon, but people, according to that article I read, people think that it's not. But I disagree with those people. I mean, I can show you proof of how that is a harvest moon, and it's very, very hot. Man, I got grass to grow in my backyard in days that it had not gotten there, like, for a long time. Like, seriously, whoever wrote that article talking about the moon's not a harvest, this moon's not a harvest moon, the moon is always a harvest moon. The moon will always be, if you feel the energy, if you can feel, I mean, it makes you want to cry if you see the moon, then you know what's up. If you don't feel like crying, you don't know what's up. But this moon is always going to be a harvest moon, you know, with love and you know, if you show love and you show love to your plants and whatnot, they're going to grow. They have feelings too, even though you
might
think
I'm crazy. It'll always be a harvest no matter what.
It's scientifically proven that plants have feelings. I should know because I'm a nerd.
For real, queen. It is a queen. Like, it is a harvest moon. And yeah, it gives the earth energy and gives us energy and the plants, everything. It's magical. And
I should start up something to where, like, my touch helps out. I should start up this service where, like, I can help I can bring your plants back to life.
You can restore. You can restore, like, people's, like, yards and their plants and their grass. Hell yeah!
Poe, you should see the neighbor's yard. Man, 2 weeks ago, a week ago, it was not how it looks now. It's basically full already. Next door, almost full of grass. Because I kind of cut their patches that they had right there growing, and that helped out a lot.
See, Queen, you have the magic touch. I'm telling you.
I sure do. Hello, my name is Dr. Nerdthumb.
Hell yeah, Dr. Nerdthumb. We gotta get that song. Next, I didn't have like songs set up for this one because we kind of just did it last minute, but this is awesome because we're back doing radio shows.
Yeah,
we gotta start doing more radio shows. And I was even thinking the other day, I want to do more radio
shows.
Yeah,
we should invite
Tess
also. Her input in everything would be awesome too. She's so awesome.
Yes. Okay. Next time when Chaz is there, we'll have her on.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the three of us.
I'll have her call also,
magical.
And then you know we can all. Oh, that'd be.
Oh,
so
yeah,
cool.
Hit her up
yeah,
and tell her the number. Okay.
I am.
We'll do like the three of
next
us.
Next time
that'll
we'll do
magical.
Show three.
And it will be different because you know most shows they have two guys and one girl, but why can't it be two girls and one guy, right? They always want to have it all about the guys. They can't always be
what
guys.
Can it just
we'll
be about
do the show different.
People, that's it.
Always magical
show
people.
Show different
because
it has magical, fantabulous people.
It's really magical. Okay, we'll do that. We'll invite Chaz next time, and then we'll talk about the moon or something. Something magical.
Oh, man, burp challenge. I got the hiccup.
Yeah, the burp challenge, of course. Hiccup challenge.
Oh, man.
Excuse me.
going to be awesome. Okay, we're going to do that. And what else? I think
but yeah, the Llorona is so overrated, seriously.
Way too overrated.
Yeah,
she's just,
it's like,
I think, and people are all getting scared because of this movie, but that's why we did the show. And I even call it the curse of La Llorona fake, or is it a real legend? And yeah, we proved that it's just a legend. It's a story,
mm-hmm.
like a fairy tale,
mm-hmm.
like a scary fairy tale. And they're just, but look at how many years it took to make a movie. Like, it took them like, how long to make a damn movie? There was already a movie I saw about it. Like, it was called like The Wailer. It was like independent. It was kind of scary, but it was just scary for the same reason, because she looked really ugly. So they just like, it's a really ugly girl. Well, that's what they do.
Anything that's really ugly, scary.
I don't know, just make her look ugly and pop out. Oh, that'll get them.
Oh yeah, not just that. I mean, if someone's ugly inside and out, they're just scary. Period. Like.
Yeah, that's
at,
like a
I
scary
mean,
person. Yeah. It's
yeah.
Like very scary.
Scary.
Oh,
but the nun's not scary. The nun, she's a nerd. The nun's a nerd. The nun, that movie
she
is kind of
creepy. She only scares
creepy,
me.
But...
I don't know. She,
you know what
she looks scary
out,
to me.
How did the nun get to Amityville?
I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, that's right. Did you hear that Lorraine Warren, the girl that investigated all this stuff, she died?
No
you
way.
Know, Lorraine, she was old. She was like 92 or something like that. She was like really old. And so that's what happened. And I read about it a couple of days ago. And that's crazy, right? Because she's the one that really investigated The Conjuring.
Wait. We're talking about the actual character or the person that played
the real
Lorraine.
Lady. The lady that from the
real.
Real
Lorraine? Wow.
Yeah.
No way. That
I know, right?
Crazy.
And people were. And people were like, yeah, Lorraine Warren, the real one, died like this year.
Rest in peace to her soul, man. She
I know, rest
awesome.
In peace, because she was awesome. She always stood up for people and helped them and fought against evil.
Yeah.
So, like, she's an awesome person. Because not people are, most people aren't brave enough. They'll just be like, hell no, I'm about to go up against someone.
Hell
like
no,
that.
I'm out of here.
Nah.
That's the way.
She straight up, like, said, like, where's the house? Let's get in there and let's rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she put her life on the line to help people.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome.
Yep.
As a,
I know,
because
right?
nobody else could do it, because she was a psychic, so she had the ability to like sense, you know, what was
yeah.
really there. Like the other people were freaking
I
out,
know.
Like they couldn't see the things, and she's like, I know what's here and like how to get rid of it,
yep.
stuff like that. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
And
maybe
like
her,
do something
like that.
I know,
right?
So it's like magical. I wish I could do shit
yep.
like that, but then again, it would be scary. But then I would still do it if I could. I'd be like, yeah.
You know why? You know Paul, why? Us humans are like limited to many things out there in the world, because that's the way it should
Why?
Be. Because can you imagine if we had like, okay, for example, they say that, you know, we only use 10% of our brain. And if you were to be able to use
yeah.
like 40% of your brain, you'd be able to do like this whole telekinesis type thing, you know, grab things with your mind type thing, you know, like do stuff, like do many things. You'd be
oh,
really
yeah.
like strong and like, and I feel that we as humans are not ready for anything like that, because I'm saying we as all of us, because I mean, come on. I mean, we are all not prepared for something like that, to have all this like ability to be able to do something fantabulous, because then people get greedy and they get so like, I don't know what word to use. And then they take advantage of it. And then that's why it's like, yeah, you can't. I feel that that's the way it is. I feel that laws and regulations, I mean, yeah, a lot of people might not like certain laws and regulations, but I feel that they're there for a reason. And it's true. Because imagine if we lived with no laws, no regulations, and anyone can come to
everybody
come
be
to
driving
house
like 200 miles per hour. Yeah, everybody would be crashing.
Not just that, but it's like somebody
fast.
Comes to your house and does something to you or goes inside, you know, like does something or takes your stuff and be like, yeah, I'm just taking this because I want to. Who's going to do anything about it? You know, like. Who do you ask help for?
Yeah,
you know?
There would be nobody like trying to like, yeah, help you and stuff.
Yeah, so yeah.
Then
we just gotta
guns.
Learn how to be, you know, civilized humans and try to be fantabulous with one another and try to be nice.
Yeah.
Man, it's not hard to be nice. Damn it.
I know, right? People can just be cool. People like they wake up pissed off and they like,
cool.
want to treat people bad. They
oh,
wanna
yeah.
like, I don't know, instead of being cool.
I just
like
feel
so cool
sad for the people that actually sit there and how should I ruin someone's day? Oh, those people are just sad and pathetic, you know?
Me too, Queen. Well, the show ended, but we're still live, so I guess it didn't kick us off all the way. But if
oh,
it
no
does,
way.
Guys, thank you for tuning in. Much love. Swamp Power Hour is back. We'll be back maybe probably tomorrow, right? Let's try to do one every day.
Yeah, sure.
And we're going to be doing more shows and drinking more beer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and eating chicken, grilled chicken.
And eating barbecue chicken and, like,
oh, yeah.
having, like, steak and tacos.
Mm-hmm. You hear me chewing on this, munching. Oh, man, that chicken came out so good. Oh, my God.
All hungry. And, like, maybe they like what we were saying because this is the episode ended, but we're still here. It's like, ha-ha, they like the show so much. They give us, like, overtime.